Jamaat Islami's woman right wing arranged a seminar to discuss the growing misery of living under U.S. drone attacks. The most recent attack, which killed at least 44 people in North Waziristan on March 17th, happened one day after Pakistan released a CIA agent who was accused of murder. The seminar included the family members of victims who wanted to be compensated for the death of their loved ones.
The increasing control of Americans over our government is becoming a reason for the death of thousands of civilians in Pakistan. If Pakistan can take a strong stance against an American killer, Raymond Davis, then they should also make sure that these women whose only support their husbands, brothers and sisters should also be compensated.
Pakistani officials have condemned the U.S. drone strikes, which are believed to have killed hundreds of people in recent years.
These attacks will only strengthen the radical and extremist element. They will have a negative impact on the effort to separate militants from peaceful tribesmen of the areas.
Washington claims the drone only targets pro-Taliban militant hideouts. However, Pakistani officials have repeatedly warned that such attacks are counterproductive and that ordinary people bear the brunt of them. Washington views Islamabad as an ally that it needs to further its own interest in the region. But there is growing unease in Pakistan about the alliance as more and more civilians are killed in drone attacks. The family members of those killed in the drone strike have strongly denounced U.S. airstrikes and have threatened to stand against the U.S. if they are not provided with appropriate compensation, as was provided in the case of Raymond Davis. Hamza Hamir, Press TV, Lahore.